This is Nurse Gooser News for the week of June 17th, 2019, and I'm your host, Rebecca Hartman Baker.
Today's guest is Richard Gerber. Richard is the HPC department head at Nurse. Richard, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rebecca. It's a pleasure to be back.
So, Richard, today's topic is the Nurse User Group. So, first question, what is the Nurse User Group?
Well, the NERSC user group, if you're a NERSC user, you are, by definition, a member of the NERSC user group.
Oh, that's easy.
And so you don't have to do anything. The user group we see as a way for you to become involved with other people who are doing the kinds of things that you're doing, working at NERSC, trying to get their codes running well, trying to get their jobs through the queues, et cetera, et cetera. It's really an opportunity for you to interact with people like that, that have the same interests and the same goals and want to get the most out of the center. That's the high-level goal, but then there are a number of activities underneath it that could be part of NUG, which is what we call the user group, NUG. And it's true that recently NUG has been somewhat dormant. So we're trying to revitalize it and give it a good kickstart to get things going. And amongst the things that it could do, for example, are provide meetings, venues, other communication channels for users who are trying to get their codes ready for Perlmutter, which is our next system, which arrives next year. So it's coming up soon. So Perlmutter is a system that has GPUs in it. This is a first for the NERSC user community. So a lot of people are going to be putting a lot of effort into getting their codes ready for GPUs. And over the years, and particularly with Corey, we've actually had a lot of success in working with various user groups like XPUG, which is the Intel Xeon Phi user group, which are the processors that are on Cori, in getting codes ready and interacting with the community about optimization techniques, code portability techniques, all this kind of things. And there's no reason that NUG couldn't provide the same kind of structure around that. And that's one possibility. So as I said, NUG has been kind of dormant lately. But we're hoping to kick that off, and the first thing coming up in which we hope to do that is the annual NUG meeting, which is July 19th, which we're holding this year in Rockville, Maryland, at the Rockville Hilton.
Okay, so that's kind of different. Why are we holding it at the Rockville Hilton?
Well, many years ago, we used to have the NUG meeting at different sites around the country, but more recently, we've been having it here at Berkeley, which has been nice in many ways, but it doesn't give all of our users who are spread out all over the country as much of an opportunity to participate. So this year we're moving to the other coast, where we have a lot of users on the East Coast. And there are some other reasons we're having it at this time and date. One is that Rockville is close to the DOE Office of Science headquarters in Germantown. And so we're hoping to be able to draw some program managers and other staff from the Office of Science to be able to attend. Another is that it is the same week as the SIDAC PI meeting in Rockville. And SIDAC is a program within the Office of Science that brings together code teams and applied mathematicians and computer scientists to work on problems. And it's been really successful over the years. And there's about 40 or so PIs in SIDAC. And I believe I counted 36 of them are also NERSC users. So this would be convenient for them and give them an opportunity to participate in the user group meeting without having to fly all across the country to make another trip to do so. So those are a few of the primary reasons.
Okay. All right. So what's on the program for the NUG meeting?
So at the NUG meeting, it's just one day, so we're trying to cram a lot into that today. But we have things like an update from DOE about the landscape of supercomputing in DOE and NERSC and NERSC's role. Sudeep Dosanjh, the NERSC director, will give an update on where NERSC is and where NERSC is going and how he sees that landscape also. And then we'll have some presentations and talks on couple of topics of interest to our users, which one is application readiness, as I mentioned, for Perlmutter. And along with that, we're really stressing being able to write portable code. So it's portable in time and space and still performs well. So that's a bit of a challenge. And so I think that is something that is of interest to the users. And we'll talk about what we're doing and how people can get involved. And then another big area we're moving into is data science. So we'll be talking about nurse data science efforts, this idea that we have for our super facility, and how AI is fitting into HPC at NERSC. And then this year we're also having something a little bit new, as I think is exciting, is we will have contributed talks from NERSC users. And we've kind of left it open about what they want to talk to, other than to say that they need to propose something that's of interest to the community that will be there, and it could be anything about exciting results they've got from NERSC or problems they've overcome using NERSC, just a shared experience, maybe things they'd like to see at NERSC that we don't have currently. And then we will also have meetings talking about the role of NUG and how it can get revitalized and do all the things that NUG would like to do.
Okay. So if I want to submit a contributed talk, what do I need to do?
You can register for the meeting, and then there's information on the meeting website about how you would do so.
Yeah, so you can just go to www.nersc.gov/users/NUG, and you can follow the links there to find the annual meeting.
Yeah, so when we talk about revitalizing the user group, you might ask, what does the user group do, or what was it meant to do, and what had it done in the past? And so the user group does have a charter, but it was last updated in 2005. So one of the activities around reinvigorating the user group is to revisit that charter and update it. But this actually has some interesting things in it that I think will remain. And if you look at the purpose of NUG that is in the charter, let me read it here. The purpose of NUG is to provide advice and feedback to NERSC on the current state and future delivery of NERSC resources and services. So this is something that I think is vitally important. And of course, we're very interested in what our users want and how we can best serve them. And we talk to our users in many different ways, through meetings, through teleconferences, through targeted discussions with various groups. The thing that's really missing is this user group input, and so I'm hoping that we can get more of that. NUG also promotes the effective use of HPC at NERSC by sharing information and experiences and using the facility. This is something I talked about in possibly getting together groups that are talking about code performance and portability, suggesting new research and technology directions in scientific computing, and voicing user concerns. So I think those are all important things. And as I said, it's been a little quiet with NUG, partly because everybody's just very busy, but I think it's such a valuable possibility that it's something we really should take advantage of.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's a really valuable resource for us to hear feedback from users
right. In
many different ways.
Right.
It's not good if the only time we ever hear from them is if they have a problem or on the annual survey. We really need to
right. Have
them help us to formulate the direction that we go.
Right. But we'd like our users to feel, you know, part of NERSC. I mean, we're very much a community, and there's an opportunity for our users, and we'd like them to take advantage of it to help us communicate what it is that we do to the community and to other people. And along that lines, we're trying to see if we can arrange a talk from Don Medley, who's the Berkeley Lab Head of Government and Communication and Community Relations, about the role NUG could play in educating policymakers about the importance of HPC to them and to their science, and how NERSC provides those services. So that's one thing we're looking at, and I think that would be interesting to a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that would be really interesting. I want to echo what you're saying. I think here at NERSC, I feel like we're kind of a family of people who operate this HPC center, and we want all of the users to be part of our family too. This sounds corny, but that's how I really feel.
We really do feel that way, and we really do try to make that happen. And sometimes it may not get communicated as well as we would like, and this is another opportunity to do so.
Exactly. So if I can't make the meeting, how can I get involved as a NERSC user?
Great question, Rebecca. So there are a number of ways. One is that we have these monthly webinars, and so you can always call into those and let your voice be heard. Another is that NUG has an executive committee, And, you know, the Office of Science has 6 program offices. Each of those offices has 3 representatives on the executive committee. And since every nurse user gets funding from one of those offices or associated with one of those offices, you have a representative on the executive committee. So one way is to look on our website and see who that person is and call that person up or send that person an email and let them know the kind of things that you are interested in. And they're talking to us all the time, and that's a great way to initially become involved and then let it be known to them that you are willing to help out serving on committees, arranging meetings, proposing training events, maybe hosting a training event at your site. There's all kinds of things that could be done, but that's the way to start is to talk to your representative on the executive committee.
Oh, okay. And then maybe run for the executive committee yourself.
Next time, that's right.
All right, well, thanks so much for joining me today.
All right, thanks, Rebecca.